Forgiveness is one of the foundation bricks of faith. This past week, Pope Francis asked for forgiveness as part of his apology for the decades of abuse children suffered at the hands of priests and the cover-up from bishops throughout the years. His apology came with a promise that responsibility and change will be a priority with him. Here to discuss this statement is the director of the New Jersey chapter of Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, Mark Crawford. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Always good to have you back here for your insight from experience, painful experience that you're, you know, willing to share and to try to make a difference and make sure that other victims can come through their darkness and pain. SnapNetwork.org is the website where you'll learn more about the work of Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. So, you know, give us your initial reaction, Mark, as far as what Pope Francis said, because as I was saying to you off the air, I've been following this since 2002, when the Boston Globe reporters first made their revelations of everything, and I've been going along with the story, and by my count, this is the third pope to pretty much just about say the same thing.
That's correct, exactly. We have heard it before, and that's why I am very, very cautious. I mean, it really does more harm than good when you set somebody up for an expectation and then nothing changes. Like you said, this is the third time. We've heard apologies. Great gesture for those six. I hope it does something for them. But where it really fails to succeed is when we turn around and still see the local bishops and bishops throughout the world doing the same thing they've been doing since this all came to light in 2002. Ignore survivors, challenge them in court, use hardball legal tactics, oppose any change in state or local laws that would restore any kind of justice or the ability even for victims to get to court in these cases, and all because it exposes the depth of the wrongdoing. So it's one thing to apologize and have these grand gestures, but it takes action. These gestures do nothing to protect children from predators. Accountability and responsibility will, and until those bishops are held responsible, nothing has changed.
I forget the figure, but the amount of money is astronomical at this point. What the church has spent in trying to defend, I mean, we talked not too long ago about the case in Trenton, yeah, about the attorney that, get ready for this for you listening, said that a priest is not on duty in official capacity, and this is the exact words of the lawyer, when he's molesting young boys. And this is what the church is putting money into as opposed to trying to right their own sinking ship. And I say that seriously because of the dropping of attendance, the loss of a generation of people who may have become priests but don't want to go swimming in a cesspool, basically, at this point.
Without a doubt. You hit the nail right on the head. I mean, people are staying away from the church. They're walking away. They're really disillusioned with this these moral positions that they take, yet within their own ranks. I mean, I look at this weekend, Father Gerald Robinson out in Ohio, okay, he has been convicted of murdering a nun, all right? The man just died, and the diocese announced they're going to have a regular, formal funeral for him as a priest, as any priest would receive. What message does that send? It is beyond bizarre. Again, it's this protecting the institution or pretending as if nothing is wrong. Look, the sexual abuse of children within the church, as you said, this has been going on for decades, centuries. This is nothing new. But now that it's come to light, we see the festering wound on the body of the church. And what the Pope did this past week with the victims is maybe cleaning up that wound a bit, putting a new dressing on it. But guess what? The infection will not go away unless the church takes the medicine. Sometimes bitter medicine one must take, like an antibiotic, to kill or stop the infection. It is part of the culture, of the institution, the clericalism within the church that allows this to continue. And it's, you know, it's going to take more than one man and our Pope, I believe, because as he's saying or doing some of the right things, clearly the bishops here and elsewhere throughout the world are still concealing, still hiding, still fighting, still treating victims as if we are the problem. And I just cannot say enough, unless there is real action, real accountability, real responsibility, that will not change. And one way to do that, Chris, is if our state lawmakers here in New Jersey and throughout the country realize that when it comes to a crime being committed against a child, especially the crime of sexual abuse, really the only deterrent is going to be when society demands that those institutions, whoever they be, look at Penn State, Yeshiva University, the American Boy Choir School, until there's a level of accountability civilly, okay, these institutions will not change. They do not have to change. They remain above the law. So we need our state lawmakers to realize that time is not the yardstick by which we should measure whether a victim could have access to our civil justice system. It's simply wrong. Evidence should be the yardstick. And in most institutional cases, there's tons of evidence. There's prior allegations, investigations, even in my case, admissions. The priest who had molested me as a child wrote scores of letters, which clearly indicated his guilt. Yet I had no access to our judicial court system simply because of the lapse of time. So that we have to look at that law in a totally different way.
And there has to be some way. We have a betterment left here with Mark Crawford from the New Jersey chapter of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests here on Issues and Ideas. SnapNetwork.org is their website. And I think there's two tiers that has to be addressed. And just real fast, maybe you can give an idea of a then versus now situation for New Jersey. Has the legal system been changed and altered in a way through legislation, through the courts, to make it more supportive of the victims? And B, how important is it to stop grandfather clausing criminals, which is basically so many of these laws that find it's changing the future, but it's not repairing the past?
Right. Well, criminally, you cannot go back. You just can't. So the Supreme Court ruled on that. Civilly, you can. And that's what needs to happen. If you allow, at least allow these victims to get to court, it's not about a dollar amount or money for them. It's about being able to expose the wrongdoing. And, you know, they're able to unearth some of these secrets that have long been kept that really give the true extent of the harm and the damage that's been done. So we have done a little bit. In 1994, New Jersey eliminated the criminal statute of limitations. But yet as a victim, it's one of the shortest in the nation, only 2 years civilly. Does a victim have a right to come to court? And that needs to be fixed. And I cannot say it enough. And we need to go back and hold these institutions accountable for all the concealing and cover-ups in the past, where we send the wrong message that if you lie long enough and keep it quiet long enough, you can get away with it. You can get away with what you've done. And we look at Penn State as a clear example, and many of the other schools, institutions, the Boy Scouts where this happened, they all do great good. But when you allow this to continue or to go on when you know or should have known, that's a big problem. And we need to impose or create the laws that will protect our children.
I urge you to go to snapnetwork.org to learn more about the work of Mark's organization, of which he's the head of the New Jersey chapter, but also to take what Pope Francis said and compare that to something that BishopAccountability.org found about his time as the Archbishop of Buenos Aires. Accusations, perhaps, facts and truth to be determined, and just put it on your emotional scale and see how things balance out. Again, learn more about the work of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests at snapnetwork.org. We've been joined by the director of the New Jersey chapter, Mark Crawford. Mark, thanks so much for the way that you give, that you reveal, and that you support, and for being here this morning.
Thank you very much, Chris. You have a great day.